To finish off the series in Toronto, the Red Sox and Blue Jays go back and forth scoring all game, which forces it to extras. But with the help from big offensive performances by Alex Verdugo and Franchi Cordero, the Red Sox squeak past the Canadian division rival to win the final game of this series, 6-5 in extras. Let's talk about it.
You are Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I want to welcome you back into the Locked On Red Sox podcast, and thank you so much for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. I'm your host, Massachusetts Pirates team insider, Jake Inizuski, and I'll be riding solo, but be breaking down this Red Sox close win 6-5 in extra innings against the Toronto Blue Jays in this final game of the series. Luckily, they were able to just barely win this game in extras to not get swept by the Blue Jays, which would have been really tough pill to swallow, as both the Red Sox and the Blue Jays are fighting for that second place in the AL East. And unfortunately, due to the two losses in the two games prior to this final game, the Red Sox lose a series for the first time in their last seven series. It was pretty crazy seeing the run that the Red Sox have been able to make so far in June. Hopefully they can continue this hot streak going into July, into the All-Star break, and continue it into the second half. But it was really nice to see an overall great performance from the offense after they ended up scoring early in the game and then couldn't really do anything until the sixth inning. But after that, things were rolling for this Red Sox offense. Nick Pivetta ended up having a great game on the mound, but the bullpen still ended up almost came so close to allowing the Blue Jays to win the game in extras. Tough 10th inning for Matt Strom. It was almost a repeat of what happened last night, where the Red Sox ultimately blew the game to the Blue Jays in game two. And another perfect reason why this team needs a closer. You know, I know it's getting old. I've had so many closer rants. There's been a few episodes throughout this season where I've had to cover these heartbreaks in extra innings, and it's not fun whatsoever. But I'm going to say it again, and I've already said it once. It makes no sense to me. It's June 30th right now, and the Red Sox still have not figured out this closing situation. And if Tanner Houck doesn't get vaccinated, you know, it's his choice if he gets vaccinated or not. But if he doesn't and he stays that way, the thought of him being the closer can be thrown out the window, because when you need him to come up big in Toronto against the division rival Toronto Blue Jays in the playoffs or even close to the playoffs, you cannot rely on him to be that closer, that man to shut the door, especially when the Red Sox are playing in Toronto and he cannot travel with you. It was so tough to not only watch the game on Tuesday, but also to watch Wednesday night's game. In the end, you know, Strom was making me so nervous. You know, R. Kelly also just got sent in, so it made me think about his whole interview. I'm stressed. You know, that's just what it made me think of. You know, maybe it's not the best joke to tell right now, but that's honestly what I thought of. But, you know, starting off looking at what Nick Pivetta was able to do on the mound for the Sox. Not his best performance out there, but he was able to get the job done going out there, pitching six total innings, only allowing six hits, two earned runs, walking three batters and striking out five. Then we saw John Schreiber come in the seventh inning to shove the loaded Blue Jays lineup. He really made striking out Vladimir Guerrero Jr. look so easy. It was just a breeze for John Schreiber. Scoreless inning and only 13 pitches. Then we saw Ryan Brazier come on in the eighth inning. He did all right, you know, struck out two batters, but, you know, ultimately the Blue Jays were able to tie up the game after JBJ tried to make a diving catch that ultimately allowed Tapia to just stroll into second base, and Bradley Zimmer was already on second base, so he just scored so easily to tie up the ball game. Not really Brazier's fault. You know, you've heard so many times on this podcast, Lauren and I just shove Brazier down and really bat him down just due to his tough performances so far this season. But in my opinion, it's not his fault. You know, if JBJ didn't try and dive for that catch, which most of the time he makes, and I thought he was going to make that one, but, sometimes it just does not work out in your favor. But ultimately, it was really nice to see Nick Pivetta, even though, you know, had some control issues, you know, three walks, don't really like to see it too much. He was able to hold this loaded Blue Jays lineup down pat for a good amount of the game. Starting off, their scoring came in the third inning with a Santiago Espinal single to ultimately score their first run. Then George Springer hit a home run in the fifth inning to center field to give the Blue Jays a 2-1 lead. And then in that same fifth inning, he made a real nice diving catch, which, you know, he's just made diving catches, incredible ones in center field, left and right throughout this season. And then, you know, as I just mentioned, Brazier ultimately allowed the Blue Jays to tie it up in that eighth inning. And then we saw a few singles by Chapman and Espinal in that 10th inning. And then that also led to Kevin Biggio hitting a double to make it 6-5 with two outs. That was just so tough for me to watch. It was, you know, we've seen the movie script play out so many times throughout this season. And, you know, it was tough not to laugh when Dave O'Brien talked about that the Red Sox lead the league with allowing seven walk-offs from their bullpen blown saves. And he just said right after, I'm getting sick of this. Like, this just has to stop. Think of the same thing, OB. Seriously, this has been so tough to watch. But then it was also nice to see some great offensive performances by Franchy Cordero and Alex Verdugo. We saw Cordero go 4-for-4 tonight, ended up also walking to ultimately score the first run after Ref Snyder hit a sack fly. But he's just looked so good ever since he came back up. You know, he had a little bit of some struggles about a week or so ago, but he has just really kept his offensive production rolling. Ended up hitting a missile in the seventh inning for a double on the first pitch of the inning. Then he also ended up roping a single to advance Vasquez to third base in the ninth inning. And then we also saw him make an incredible play at first base, nice diving one, and he just has really made an impact on both sides of the baseball for this Red Sox team. It has really shown how productive and reliable he can be off the bench for this Red Sox team when they need him most. Then we also saw Alex Verdugo, as I mentioned, come up huge for this team, finding a way to hit a two-run home run to give them the lead 3-2, and then also smacked a two-run double in the 10th inning to give the Red Sox the lead 6-3. I thought, you know, the Sox just blew it open. This is awesome. But as I already alluded to, the Red Sox bullpen allowed him to creep back in. But ultimately, Verdugo ended up having 4 RBIs in this one, and he has just been scorching hot over the last 30 games, has been batting .325 with 3 homers, 23 RBIs, and a pretty crazy stat is he has 39 hits and has only struck out 11 times. What a great on-base machine. Alex Verdugo has been, and, you know, they said in the broadcast perfectly, this is the best he has played ever since he got traded over from the Dodgers. And then ultimately for the Red Sox to help them patch on that lead, like I mentioned, Alex Verdugo, two-run double. And it's just so nice when this Red Sox team does stuff with runners in scoring position. Struggled a little bit early in the game. It was really starting to get a little bit frustrating. I don't know about you, but thank God that they were able to get things rolling and everybody in this Red Sox lineup was able to find a way to do their job. And if you're out there looking for a job, LinkedIn Jobs is the place for you. So as the sun comes out and these small businesses are back in business, LinkedIn Jobs makes it easy for you to grow your team. They help you find the people that you want to interview faster and for free. So you can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of 810 million people. And it's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. So LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates that you want to faster. Did you know that every week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Well, you should be one of those as well. Post your job for free on LinkedIn.com/LockedOnMLB. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnMLB to post your job for free. Terms and conditions may apply. So in this second segment of the Locked On Red Sox podcast, I want to talk a little bit about some updates happening with the Red Sox bullpen, as well as some injury updates. You know, we've heard rumblings of Garrett Whitlock creeping back. You know, I'm curious to hear Lauren's thoughts on this. I know that she's super excited for one of her favorite pitchers on this team, Garrett Whitlock, to be back on the field for the Red Sox. But he's going to be coming back in a little bit of a different role. Before he got injured, and I think this kind of led to his injury. He was pitching out of the starting rotation. He made 9 starts. Ultimately, wasn't as effective of a pitcher whatsoever in that role. Ended up elapsing a 4.15 ERA over those 9 starts with a 1-1 overall record. But what we saw from him earlier in the season as a reliever is just so good. And it's just a perfect example of how clutch Whitlock will be in that bullpen. He'll be the first guy that the Red Sox pick on when they need him, when they need an arm to come out clutch in those critical situations late in the game. And that's just something that they have been missing so much in that bullpen ever since Whitlock got moved to the starting rotation. He had a 0.93 ERA with a 0.62 whip as a reliever earlier this season. You just can't ask for a better performance like that. So it'd be nice to have a reliable arm like Whitlock back in that bullpen. And this is something that, you know, fans have been calling for ever since, you know, he really started to show his true colors as a starting pitcher. It was really after his 4th start or so, he just started to snowball down a hill, and it just wasn't looking that great. But I think the injury had a little bit to do with that. So it was nice that he was able to heal up, get back to full strength. I'm curious to see how he is able to come back in that reliever role. He also has been doing a little bit of things differently during his bullpen sessions. He said that he heard Max Scherzer goes full uniform for his bullpen sessions. So he plans to do that moving forward to keep his reps more game-like as possible. So hopefully that can help him get on the field a little bit faster. Hopefully that he can bring that Max Scherzer dominance on the mound when he comes back to the Red Sox. But also some other cool developments coming for this Red Sox bullpen. Chaim Bloom said that they are looking for 2 right-handed relievers during the trade deadline. Very excited for that. This Red Sox bullpen needs that so much, especially with them having a good amount of lefty relievers. You know, you got Diekman, you got Josh Taylor coming back. And it's going to be nice to see what Chaim Bloom does during this trade deadline to really bolster this Red Sox bullpen. A few guys that I think would be great fits is a reliever like David Bednar from the Pirates. He has elapsed a 197 ERA so far in the 2022 campaign, striking out 49 batters and only walking 10. Also, another great story that could happen, Daniel Bard having a reunion with the Red Sox. If you remember way back when, he was a big top prospect. He actually was one of the best Red Sox relievers in the early 2010s. Was thought to have been replacing Jonathan Papelbon if he ultimately moved on from the team, which he ultimately did. Then the Red Sox tried to make him into a starter in 2012. Then he really sort of developed the yips. Now he's back at 37 years old, just acting like age. The number doesn't even matter. That he's just right back to where he was in his early 20s of dominance on the mound, as a lapsed a 2.12 ERA with 15 total saves. Could be that perfect closer, fix, band-aid, whatever you want to call it, for this Red Sox bullpen. Another guy who could potentially fill that closer role, David Robertson from the Cubs, has a 186 ERA and has total 9 saves so far. So it's all up to the cards right now for Chaim Bloom. You know, he's made some great trades ever since joining the Red Sox 3 years ago. Can he make another incredible trade that when we look back a few years later, it's just like, holy crap, the Red Sox won the heck out of that trade. Chaim Bloom fleeced him. Hopefully that happens. Hopefully whoever the two right-handed relievers that the Red Sox ultimately get make huge dividends during the second half and ultimately make a big role in their playoff push to ultimately try and get back to that place that they were last season. Just a little bit further. Hopefully we can see them in the World Series. Just cross our fingers. They just got to keep on rolling with this momentum, and hopefully that they can keep on doing that into July. And it's just been really nice to see everybody rolling, everybody doing their stuff. And maybe with how well the Red Sox have been doing, some of their sports cards could be going up. Their value could just be skyrocketing with how much the Red Sox have been rolling in June so far. But you can really check that out through Sports Card Investor app. This is something that you definitely want to check out if you're not only a baseball fan, but also if you're a sports fan. I don't know about you. I've collected sports cards throughout my life, and it's been pretty incredible to see how much they've risen in popularity. And what better way to find not only the value of these cards, but you'd also be able to find some of your favorite cards available for sale on Sports Card Investor app. It's completely free. You can easily browse 630,000 cards from every sport with hundreds added each and every single week. And you can also find the best prices and buy directly through their app. Whether you're looking for some veterans, some 80s, some 90s, some new breakout stars, maybe a Rafael Devers rookie card, Xander Bogaerts rookie card, whatever you're looking for, Sports Card Investor app is the place to find it. It's available for free in the Google Play and Apple App Store. You can go to sportscardinvestor.com/lockedon today to check it out. And with how well the Sox have been rolling, you better be betting on them on betonline.net, because it's your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. They are also your continuous source for sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. And it is the fastest and easiest way to check everything you need to know about what is going on with your bets, with your odds, everything that you need to know with your sports wagering. So head to the website today to use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action on BetOnline, where the game starts. So in this third and final segment, just want to do a little bit of a mental health minute. Haven't been able to do it too much, but we greatly appreciate everybody tuning in to each and every single episode. You know, it's with how well the Sox have been doing, with how nice the weather's been, it's been really tough to not be in a great mood. But there's times where you wake up and you know, you're just not feeling it. You're just feeling like starting to overthink different situations. Maybe I might not be in the right place in my life. Maybe I need to change this. You know, look what this person's doing. I just want to be that person to remind you, you know, you have your own journey. Just because you're seeing people around you, getting these great jobs, meeting these great people, maybe they're in a relationship, maybe you want a relationship, whatever it is, whatever you're striving for, or, you know, you're jealous of that's going on in other people's life. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. Everything that's going on in your life right now, wherever you're living, whatever situations are arising, whatever is stressing you out, it's all happening to help you learn for the future. And you can't realize that until you really are able to reflect and look back on and have that awareness of what you were able to learn and how you were able to grow through this current situation that you're going through. It's really tough for me sometimes, especially when I'm going through those stressful times, to really take that step back, but it's just so important. And, as I always say, I know Lauren would echo this as well. If you ever need somebody to talk to or you're feeling alone, my DMs are always open. You can message me on Instagram, Twitter, whatever. And I'll always respond. So, keep your head up, keep killing it, keep being yourself. And don't compare yourself to other people. You're your own person. You have your own journey. You have your own life. You're your own human being. But that will be it for this episode of the Locked On Red Sox podcast. Thank you so much for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. Make your second listen, Locked On MLB Prospects. Host Lindsey Crosby is your prospect encyclopedia, and he's going deep on the MLB stars of tomorrow. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts. And do you know what's also free? You can follow us over on Locked On Red Sox on Twitter. It's LO_Red Sox. You can also follow myself. It's at Jake Iggy, as well as my co-host Lauren. It's at La 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 3 Laws, Lauren with 4 R's. But we greatly appreciate everybody tuning into this episode. I hope that you have a great rest of your day. Get excited, because even though the Red Sox have an off day, I had the opportunity to interview Connor Siebold, the guy who's on the mound for the Red Sox. Didn't really go how most expected on Monday night, but I did have the opportunity to talk to him before he got called up and made this start, when he was really doing well in AAA. Asked him what he was working on, what made him effective. Got to learn about some fun little random facts about himself. He's a great artist. So definitely get excited for that interview. We'll be posting that on Friday. So make sure to keep an eye out for that. But hope everybody has a great rest of their day, and greatly appreciate everybody's support each and every single day. I'll end it how we always end it. Let's go Sox. Peace.